The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
You know, the Wall Street Journal reported this morning that 44% of economists expect a recession in the next year. Is that what you expect as well?
I don't think a recession is at all inevitable.
And I realize more than ever that as president, I need your help. I have been reminded again that all the legislation in the world can't fix what's wrong with America.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 312.
Leonard Skinner, Simple Man, that can only mean one thing on this radio show, and that's all things Bill O'Reilly. Simple Man, as he describes himself, self-described Simple Man. I'm not sure if I agree with that. I kind of take issue with that, as we have many times on this show. By the way, congrats to Bill, who joins us now. Number one, New York Times list, his latest in his killing series, Killing the Killers. I actually think it's the best one to date. Congratulations, Mr. O'Reilly. How are you, sir?
I'm tired because I went to see the Doobie Brothers at Jones Beach last night. They're kind of like Leonard Skinner.
I love the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Long train running, baby. China Grove.
They were good. Michael McDonald was back with the group.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Jones Beach.
I mean, they've got to look like, you know, decrepit and old like Biden, right?
No. I mean, McDonald.
And like us. I mean, if we're going to be honest.
No,
you know, we're all getting a little older, right?
They're spry, just like you and me. But Jones Beach is the best concert venue in the country.
It's a phenomenal good venue. You're right.
Had a good time.
Where'd you sit? Were you in the front, back? Where were you?
Front row.
What?
They like me.
You're hanging out with the folks, Bill. How did you get front row seats? Let me guess. You called in. You had somebody make a phone call to get you front row seats.
No,
and don't lie.
I don't do that. Michael McDonald detests me, hates me.
Right.
But the other guys like me. So,
you're friends with some of the guys in the band. They gave you front row seats.
Yeah, they like me. And so we were there.
Wait a minute. Did they comp you the tickets? Did you get in for free?
No. I paid. I never do that. I always pay.
And I always pay too.
I never cut the line. You and I, we know that people who cut the line and take freebies, they're not genuine people.
For a lot of years, would, as a Christmas present to my kids, more my son than my daughter, she didn't really care at the time. But she went occasionally. I'd get my son for Christmas a Super Bowl package, and that included, you know, I'll take you to the Super Bowl. We'll have a great time. We'll spend time in the city wherever the Super Bowl's being played. Then I would go on StubHub, and I would buy the tickets there, pay a fortune, and there were times that I was offered tickets, and I'd say no. I was there the last time the Yankees won the World Series. Do you remember then Mayor, David Patterson got in trouble for free tickets? I paid for my tickets, and I'm set it on the air. Randy Levine of the Yankees calls me and says, "We've been best friends forever. Why didn't you call me?" I said, "Because I don't take free stuff."
Yeah, look, if it's an invitation from somebody that I know who's a friend, then I'll go and respect the invitation. But if it's a concert, I mean, the Doobie Brothers, they got to make some money, man. They're pushing their late 70s, so I want to contribute to the Doobie Brothers retirement fund.
They're already retired. I think they're probably doing okay, Bill, is my guess.
Though.
Well, good for you. Sounds like fun. You would have been nice if you thought of me, but I had to work anyway.
But you got like 18 people you got to go through if you want to talk to you about stuff like that.
You see, all right, that is just an outright lie because you text me directly, so stop. I don't have an email account. I haven't for a long time. And I don't have access to my social media accounts, and I haven't for a long time. You know, the sad part is people think I've become an ass and a snob.
Yeah, you're a friend. I can attest that Hannity is not a snob, but I can also tell everybody that Hannity's floor crew that puts him on television every night were all trained by me. Okay? They're all my guys.
Okay, no, while they were working for you, they also worked for me.
They're going to go over and clock them.
All right. On a serious note.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at an economy, Bill, that's not getting better anytime soon. Gas holiday. All right. Great. I'll take any tax cut I can get. We all know it's temporary. We all know it's a Band-Aid. We all know it's a gimmick. Obama was right when he said it's a gimmick in 2008. It's not going to solve the problem. And here's where I'm really worried. Lawrence Summers said that we need 10% unemployment rate to get out of this 41-year high of inflation.
Why are you listening to him?
Because he's been right so far. When these idiots were telling us inflation's transitory, he said, hell no, it's not. It's real.
Okay, but he's a pinhead from Harvard, and don't do that. So
he's not a dope. He's a lot of things. He's not dumb.
I would say he's intelligent, but I say he always comes from a big government point of view. Get a pen and a paper, Hannity. I'm going to give you some stats. On June 1st, New York State Governor Kathy Hochul suspended half the gasoline tax here in New York, 16 cents a gallon. On June 1st, the price of gas averaged in New York, $4.93. Now it is $5 a gallon. So the gas holiday in New York didn't do anything because the gas retailers sneak in their own price increases, which is exactly what's going to happen nationwide. So you just nailed it. This is a gimmick. Not going to help the
folks. All right, so here's where maybe people won't believe people like you and me. We have very similar backgrounds. So we've talked about our backgrounds, me being a dishwasher, a cook, a busboy, waiter, bartender. I've done every job in construction there is to do. That is 20 years of my life because I started when I was 12. And then I got lucky. And I found a radio station that put me on. The light goes on, and it changed my life. I never thought I'd be where I am today. But I remember living paycheck to paycheck, Bill. Two-thirds of this country, our fellow Americans, are living paycheck to paycheck. Now, I remember it sucks. It's not fun. And if you have kids, it's even worse. I don't see any end in sight for them. Even if Republicans take the House and Senate, they still got to get the presidency in 2024.
Here's the good news, Hannity, pen and paper again. Rasmussen poll today. Question, how do you rate the way President Biden is handling economic issues?
Disaster.
Excellent, good, 27%. Poor, fair, 71%. That is doom for Joe Biden and the Democrats. Doom, D-O-O-M. January 6th committee, doesn't matter. Equity, doesn't matter. Gender issues, don't matter.
Okay, Bill, let me bring a sense of urgency to your answer, though. You're right. It's a doom for him. But that's not going to happen for 2.5 years. He's still going to be in office.
Can I jump in? And because you have it on tape. I am predicting that after the Democrats get waxed in November,
he'll change.
Next year, 2023, and I'm taking a big chance. It's a 30% chance, but I'm going to throw it on out. You'll get a press release. President Biden resigns because of health reasons. Now, here's my thinking.
That would not surprise me.
All right, good. Hannah, you and I are on the same moonbeam.
We're in sync here today. That would not surprise me, but here's the... But, Bill, the problem is bigger. You're looking at the immediate future. You're looking at the political side of this. I'm looking at the real-world consequences when two-thirds of Americans are suffering. 41-year high of inflation. $5 plus on average gasoline going higher.
Get out of it, Hannity. We're America. We can pull out as we always have.
But it's going to be years, Bill. Look, there's an article on Fox Business today. Retirees have lost trillions in Biden's stock market crash. Trillions, Bill.
I'm not sure about it's going to take years with an S. I think it could. But just let me make my little thing here, okay? As you know, I'm a reporter / historian, okay? And we have seen these cycles before in this country, and that's why I want everybody to hang tough. I don't want you to sell your 401ks, your investments. That would be foolish to do at this juncture in history. So once the Republicans take over the House and the Senate, Biden's done. Not going to get anything passed. Any executive order challenged immediately in federal court. Okay? So he's through. Democratic Party knows that they're attached to him. And that his administration is not going to produce anything good for America. So they want him out. So everybody goes, oh, Kamala's worse. Yeah, she may be. But she's a placeholder. All right, then it's the first woman of color. It's all of that. They'll run with that. But it's not going to be Harris in 24. She can't do the job just like Biden. They're both incompetent. So then the stock market, which drives everybody's retirement and investment portfolio, they're seeing a possibility that this progressive left movement, which is what destroyed Biden, okay, is finished in this country, done, which it probably is. And then you'll see investments start to upswing. Now, it depends on who the Republicans embrace for president next time around. At this point, it's Trump versus DeSantis, okay? But both of them are free marketeers, and Trump did very well handling the economy. That's indisputable. You can't dispute that.
So, but let me, we're kind of talking around each other here. You're talking about the long-term outcome, which I believe is inevitable. I agree with you. But the short-term consequences are, for example, with the rising interest rates, if, let's say you were a home buyer and you had a monthly budget of $2,500 for your mortgage. Right now, because of interest rate hikes alone, you now have lost $118,000 in spending power. This year alone, you lost more if you include the first 6 months of the Biden presidency. Now, what that means is, real estate brokerage, a buyer that can afford a $400,000 home at 6%, that is $118,000 less than the $517,000 home the same budget would have purchased at the end of 2021. Now, all of this means is this is what's going to happen. New home construction will stop. It'll come to a screeching halt. Sale of existing homes will stop. People with low mortgages are not giving them up for the higher mortgage, unless you're very wealthy. That means that home values will plummet as well as the trillions we lost in the stock market, Bill. And for most people, their home is their biggest investment. So for the foreseeable future, it took Reagan 2 years to get the economy out of the ditch that he inherited from Jimmy Carter. So we're now talking about 4.5 years of this minimum, assuming politically everything that you're predicting happens.
But there's no alternative. The country made
suffering.
A mistake.
We're going to suffer.
Yeah, because the country made a mistake.
Yep.
They voted for an incompetent. That's what happened. And that's our system. So we pay the price. And hopefully everyone will remember the pain inflicted because of Biden's election. Hopefully it won't be duplicated again in our lifetime. You can't elect incompetence to run anything, or your company, your country is going to fall off the cliff. This is exactly what happened. Cause and effect.
All right, quick break. More with Simple Man, all things Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. And your calls on the other side, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We have Senator Tom Cotton at the top of the hour and much more straight ahead.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day. And many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
All right, we continue with all things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. You know what I often say, and we're in full agreement, We get the government we deserve, Bill. And I don't know why this country occasionally flips and switches to the idea of socialism or New Green Deal-ism, which is the same as socialism. Or, you know, let me ask you this question, because we only have a minute and a half. I keep saying this is a religious cult, a climate alarmist religious cult. If you're President O'Reilly, imagine that. That's pretty laughable.
That'd be great.
If you're President O'Reilly, and your gas, when you come into office, gas prices are a little over $2 a gallon, $2.39 a gallon for a gallon of gasoline, and it goes to over $5 a gallon.
Right.
Wouldn't you say, I got to change my policy?
Sure.
Why is there more of an adherence to the cult than to the people?
It's not that the mass of people wanted that. It's just that the media pushed a hate Trump agenda.
No. Why don't they change course, Bill? Why don't they admit that it's failing?
Oh, you mean the Biden administration?
The Democrats, the whole Democratic Party is caught up in this cult.
Right, and they're going to get waxed. They're going to go down.
But at some point, for example, if somebody keeps telling me, Hannity,
I don't know.
You keep running into a wall, you're going to bust your face up. I'm going to stop running into the stupid wall.
I'm not a party guy. I don't know whether
the
Democrats are going to wise up and go to the Clinton-esque moderate arena. I don't know if they'll do that. I just know that the present progressive Democratic Party is hurting this country in every single area.
It's heartbreaking, Bill. It's heartbreaking because those are our entire country is suffering needlessly. All these problems were preventable. All of them are fixable, but not with this group of people.
That's
what sucks. We're powerless now. Thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Appreciate
nice having you on.
All things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. Amazon.com for Killing the Killers. If you want to get a copy of Bill's number one New York Times bestseller. Thank you, sir. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. All right.
Uncle Sam accountable to you every day. Hannity is on.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your phones here in a second. Obama actually was right in 2008. I just said that. He was right when he said these gas tax holidays are nothing but a gimmick. Listen.
Oil companies like Shell and BP just reported record profits for the quarter, and we're arguing over a gimmick to save you half a tank of gas over the course of the entire summer so that everyone in Washington can pat themselves on the back and say that they did something.
So is he going to say that to Joey? I doubt it. By the way, the new press secretary for the president is really struggling. Poor Karine Jean-Pierre. Now, remember, she's also the person that said when Joe Biden tripped three times climbing up Air Force One steps to get on Air Force One, she's the one that said, well, it's very windy outside. So I don't know what's worse, the fact that he fell down three times or the fact that they're claiming the wind probably blew him over. She's the one that said that. Now listen to her now as press secretary. She's stammering, stumbling, reading, can't. She's not keeping up with the press corps, which is particularly friendly, with the exception of Peter Ducey, who has done a great job there. She's struggling mightily. Listen.
The action that the president has taken with the American Rescue Plan, with what we have seen with the historical gains, that is going to help us deal with a recession. Right now, we don't see a recession. Right now, we're not in a recession right now. Right now, we're in a transition where we are going to go into a place of stable and steady growth. I mean, the president has been very clear in making sure that he does everything that he can to alleviate. The pain that American families are feeling when it comes to gas prices.
Yeah, why isn't he drilling? So this is the same person that claimed when Biden trips three times going up the stairs to Air Force One that, well, it's very windy outside. Then last week she makes the comment, oh, Joe is so energetic, I can't even keep up with him. Well, she must be in awful shape if she can't keep up with him. Because I don't think I can see anybody maybe Nancy Pelosi is a close second. I don't see anybody that is more weak or frail or such a cognitive mess. It's just an outright lie that you can't keep up with him. And if you can't keep up with him, then you have to ask, why do you have that job as White House press secretary? Because he's certainly not strong enough to be president. We're not in a recession. We're in a transition. Okay, now we're going to parse words and play games? No, we are in dire economic straits because of Joe. Joe's policies on the economy, his policies on energy are crushing this country. Unbelievable. Well, we have better recession numbers than the rest of the world, or inflation numbers than the rest of the world. No, you don't. We have the highest level of inflation of any industrialized country. It just lies. Anyway, let's get to our phones. Gary in Massachusetts. What's up, Gary? How are you?
Good. How are you, Sean?
What's going on?
I just think you're being a little rough. I think you're being a little rough on Biden. I mean, I think he's doing a great job. There's going to be growing pains when he's implementing the new Green Deal, which is just going to fundamentally change our country for the better.
So you think I'm a little tough on Joe? Let me ask you a few questions, okay? Name me three things that he's done that has dramatically improved the lives of the American people. Just three.
Short term or long term?
I'm asking, what has he done to date that has improved the lives of the American people? It's a simple question.
Okay, he's implementing the new Green Deal by shutting down our petroleum output, because that's not the country who we are. I mean, to move forward, there's going to be growing pains. You're going to have to go through economic difficulties.
So wait a minute. So he shut down our reliance on fossil fuels is your answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
it is.
How's that working out for the average American? Because the inherited gas prices at $2.39 a gallon, now it's over $5 a gallon and going higher. How is that a positive result for the American people?
Well, the positivity hasn't come yet. This growing pain
hasn't come yet. Well, when is it coming? How long? You know, because the administration keeps saying that when we get to energy independence with renewable energies, well, we only have 12% of our energy coming from renewables, meaning wind and solar, et cetera. So you tell me, how many years are we going to have to suffer with high gas prices until we get to 100% renewables in terms of energy independence? And tell me, knowing that it costs so much more, renewable energies do, than oil and gas, how is that a benefit for us?
Well, I think after the midterms, you'll start to see
what
from it.
What am I going to see? Am I still going to be paying $5 a gallon for gasoline?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. We got.
So the bottom line is,
get off of this.
So you're talking about a plan that is probably decades and decades away from being brought to fruition. And you're willing to allow every American family to pay, right now we're paying on average $6,000 a household because of the 41-year Biden inflation tax. Average person that drives a car is paying over $2,000 more for gasoline than they did last year. And that's okay with you. And even if it takes, 30 years to get to this point of transition, as they call it, you're okay with that?
But Sean, it has to start somewhere. And Joe has the courage and the fortitude to be a pioneer and put this into action. I mean, this man knows how the government works. He's a very intelligent man. And I think his plan...
He's a very intelligent man. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If the rest of the world... is using oil and gas, which they are, because it's the lifeblood of the world's economy, because it is, even if you want your transition, shouldn't you in the meantime keep your economy afloat and not put this burden on your own citizens when the rest of the world, and he joins the Paris Accords, China, India, they're viewed as developing nations and we pay the cost for all of it. Why is America doing this solo? You tell me. Explain that.
Well, because we're going to take the lead in this.
We're taking the lead in it.
Now,
if we're taking the lead in it, then why is Joe Biden begging Iran, Venezuela, OPEC, and the Saudis to produce more oil? What difference does it make if we drill for oil there in any of those countries, or we drill for it here at home? What's the difference? Joe's importing all that oil. What's the difference?
Well, begging for oil, those are your words.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's been begging OPEC, and OPEC has been rejecting him. He's going to Saudi Arabia, the country he said is a pariah country, to meet with the crown prince, who he accused, I think rightly so, MBS, of killing journalist Kamal Khashoggi. What is he going to Saudi Arabia for no other reason to beg them for more oil and gas, when we have enough oil and gas here to last for hundreds of years? Why don't we use our own natural resources? Because we've eliminated more greenhouse gas emissions than any other industrialized country in the Trump years.
Yeah, that's great, and we should keep doing it. But I don't
well, but it happened under Trump at the same time we were becoming energy independent.
But Trump created this bubble that was going to burst. That wasn't sustainable. I mean, Joe's a smart man. He's
excuse me, Joe. You could say Joe's a smart man. Do you think Joe is physically strong?
He's physically strong for 39
years old. Yes. Do you think Joe Biden has cognitive, is in a cognitive decline?
Probably as much as Davis would be at that age, but he has a lot on his plate.
I didn't ask you. I have a lot on my plate, too. Do you think Joe is in a state of cognitive decline?
As much as any 79-year-old would be, possibly, yes.
All right, let me play for you this montage of Joe, and I want you to listen very closely and tell me if you. I'll ask you the same question on the other side. Listen.
The political coverage. Some of the political players and some of the. Let me ask a rhetorical question. No, anyway.
That sound like somebody that's cognitively alert to you?
Well, it sounded a little edited and made up, and I believe we could do that to any of us.
By the way, Joe every day, and I could play you Joe from 2016, and he's a lot more articulate than he is today. I've done it on television and on radio. You know, the problem is you've got your head in the sand, and you can live in your little fantasy world. But meanwhile, because of his policies to unilaterally wean America off of, quote, fossil fuels, which really is about weaning ourselves off of domestic fossil fuels, of which we have an abundance in terms of natural resources. And then he's going to go kiss the ass of two-bit dictators like the crown prince in Saudi Arabia, sending emissaries over to the Venezuela to talk to that murdering dictator thug, and trying to do another deal with Iran, the country that chants death to America. Now, if that sounds like a sensible policy for you, you have lost touch with all reality. You drank every bit of the Kool-Aid. If there was 5 gallons of it, you sucked it all down with a straw, and you're living in a world of make-believe. This is an unmitigated disaster. And the fact that you can't acknowledge it, the rest of the world, they know that the lifeblood of the world's economy is oil, gas, and coal. And because of people like you, that are lying to us, telling us, well, we're just going to transition to this renewable energy, and in the long term, it's going to be good for you. Eat your spinach. Okay, the fact is we couldn't make the transition to renewable energy, which is only 12% of our electric grid. We couldn't do it in 20 years if we put every dollar we had as a country into it. So you live in your fantasy world, and the rest of America now suffers because of people like you. With all due respect, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying that your policies are utterly detached from reality, and they're dumb. This is a dumb idea, what you're communicating.
You just go there and beg?
What's that?
Your ideas aren't detached. You say he's going to go there and beg. This is the President of the United States.
I'm going to beg who? I'm not begging anybody. I'm saying...
What? And he's going to get what he wants because he knows what he's doing.
He's going to get what he wants. He knows what he's doing. I don't even think he knows today's Wednesday.
He speaks, people listen.
He speaks. You mean he speaks after he falls off his bike when he speaks? When he stumbles up the stairs going up to Air Force One?
Oops, You never had an oops that couldn't have been caught on camera?
I don't know what's worse, but you saw him struggle and trip three separate times climbing up Air Force One, and then his future press secretary says, well, it's very windy out there. I don't know what's worse, the fact that he tripped three times or the fact that they think the wind blew him over.
Yeah, that was a dumb statement, but I've been there, done that. I've tripped going upstairs.
Okay, then you're good partners. You guys should go biking together then. You're perfect pair. But I don't, you know, it's amazing to me that there are people like you that actually buy this this total Adam Bull shift, because that's what it is. You're living in a fantasy world.
I am part of the vast majority, Sean. Come to grips with that.
I don't necessarily believe it's the majority. We're going to learn an awful lot in November. You know what I think is going to happen? I think Americans are going to see the failure that is this administration. You could not, in this call, and I've given you multiple opportunities, you can't name a single thing Joe Biden has done successfully. Name it.
Well, he's got us moving towards renewable energy. He's got us off producing petroleum here in this country. That's a good thing. That gets moving us in the right direction.
Okay, yeah, moving us right up to $5, $6, $7 a gallon gasoline. And you think that's a success?
It's growing pains. You know what I mean?
Growing pains. So how many... And how many years of growth? So we should be thankful that Joe is giving us growing pains because he unilaterally gets us off fossil fuels. We should be thankful for high gas prices. We should be thankful we pay more for everything we buy in every store. We should get down and thank God for Joe Biden's policies. That's what you're saying?
Now you got it. Yeah.
Now I got it.
Going in the right direction.
Okay. I got to go. Only so much of this I can take, Linda. I mean, I tried.
I give you a lot of credit.
You cannot reason with a brick wall. You just can't.
I have to say, though, I thought it was very funny what you said. They could be biking partners. I think that was pretty funny. Yeah. I agreed with that. That was good.
I mean, when you can't name a single thing of success, you know, I was hoping he said, well, what did Trump do that was successful? I would have listed the whole, I would have given the whole list.
He can't get past his distaste for Trump, and that's the biggest problem with any never-Trumper.
Well, I don't think it's even never Trump. I think he's drank the Kool-Aid. This guy believes this Adam Schiff. He does. He believes it.
Towards renewable energy. It's growing pains. I'm like, oh, tell that to the woman who can't feed her kids.
Yeah.
It's helpful.
Okay. People on fixed incomes, the poor, the middle class, you name it. We'll continue.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.